Earlier today, Florida Governor Rick Scott got an aerial tour of Jacksonville, the northern city inundated with historic flooding after Irma. Yesterday, it was so severe, the sheriff's department rescued more than 350 people. Here's Governor Scott.
They up here, they're just shocked how the flood came in. What it teaches you is that when we have a disaster like this, you really need to watch the weather and you need to listen to your local officials. If they say to evacuate, you need to evacuate.
Ryan Bank is a reporter at WJCT in Jacksonville. And Ryan, I know you've been trying to keep your technology going there. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So what's the status now? What's open? What's closed? What's passable?
Well, we are seeing quite a bit of the floodwaters receding in a number of areas, but there's still some isolated neighborhoods and some pieces of specific neighborhoods around the city that are still kind of impassable. We had water that was going up above the St. John's River and into a lot of our downtown, especially those closest to the river, of course. And a lot of that water has receded, but police are still blocking off certain roads just out of the safety for people because cars are getting stuck and people are getting stranded. And as you said, more than 350 people were rescued from the beginning of the storm and its after effects.
Well, and let's remind people that your beautiful city is cut in half by St. John's River. So, you know, the only way to get around was to go over bridges. Bridges were closed for a while. They reopened this morning. But still, we hear stoplights are out. It's that old, you know, after a storm, treat every intersection as a four-way stop.
Right, and sometimes I think it's difficult for, or seems difficult for people to remember that, but we do still have a lot of stoplights that are out, but our electric utility has about 500 crews out today trying to restore power to individual homes, shelters even lost power, and even hospitals, and then about 100 crews that are going around assessing damage and cutting and tossing debris and getting it out of the middle of roadways. We had a lot of downed trees, some of them very old and very large, and it makes it kind of treacherous to try to get around in certain areas of the city.
Right. Just how historic was this flooding? We saw the pictures, but we're kind of getting used to these pictures of streets turned to rivers, you know, from Harvey on over. So how historic there in Jacksonville?
Well, you know, just like cities like Miami in Florida, Jacksonville is no stranger to getting a little bit of flooding every once in a while from bad thunderstorms. But this flooding was incredible. I think the National Weather Service said that we haven't seen this kind of flooding for more than 150 years. Mm-hmm. The last recorded flooding, it broke the record, which was set in about 1864.
Yeah. Look, your mayor there, Lenny Curry, gave a briefing earlier today. He talked about yesterday being rescue day. Just tell us a little more. We understand one of these rescues unfolded during a live shot on television.
Right, yeah. There was even a news reporter for a local TV affiliate had tweeted out a picture of the photographer actually pulling someone out of a car that had gotten stuck in those floodwaters. And again, we saw this storm surge getting up to, in some areas, about 5 feet over what the normal high tide is for the river. So a lot of people were getting stuck and requiring rescue, but we saw a lot of dramatic scenes of neighbors and even out-of-towners who just so happened to be here at the wrong time for a vacation and ended up getting stuck. There was a couple of Vermonters who were helping people clear debris in their neighborhoods.
Yeah, people forget that when you're swamped in a car, it's not like you can push against that water with a car door, and if the electricity in the car goes out, you can't lower your window. So this one scene where a photographer, a photojournalist, put the camera down during a live shot to go rescue someone. That's says a lot. We also know you had your own. You know, we've heard about the Cajun Navy from Louisiana that went to Texas. There was soon the Texas Navy, and you've got they're calling themselves the Florida Cracker Navy.
Right, and this comes from a term used for those that are pretty firmly Floridian. I mean, whose families were here, during the colonial era is when they came in. So generation after generation, there was talk a lot about this on different local TV affiliates. Again, different just kind of good Samaritans who were going around with their own boats, being a coastal city, we are. We do have a boater culture, and a lot of people like getting out on the water. So it wasn't really that much of a surprise to see the people of Jacksonville kind of pulling together to help out these search and rescue crews.
Well, and I just a note: it may not be over. We're hearing that dangerous high tides could create some dangerous conditions during the week.
Well, and it will ebb and flow. For the better part of a week. We were warned by not only our mayor, but also National Weather Service meteorologist Angie Anietti, who's been stationed here throughout the storm, that because of the way the river works, high tide comes in, low tide goes out. Just because you see floodwaters receding around your home, for instance, it doesn't necessarily mean that in a few hours it won't be back.
Right. Ryan Benk of WJCT in Jacksonville, like staying on the air there. Ryan, we really appreciate it. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
You know, Robin, I have a friend who still only buys cars with manual windows for exactly that reason.
Or you keep an instrument, something, a hammer in your car that you can break it with.